4:30 in the morning here in the capital, Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution says the P5+1 group is asking for too much so that Iran will be content with the least. He made the remarks during a meeting with senior Iranian officials.
هدف آنها این است که جمهوری اسلامی رو در باب ظرفیت غنی‌سازی مثلا حالا که یکی از مسائل به 10,000 سو راضی کنن منتها از 500 سو شروع کردن 500 سو 1,000 سو که حدود 10,000 سو مثلا حدود 10,000 سانتریفیوژ همین قدیمی هایی که از قبل داشتیم و داریم مسئولین ما میگن ما به 190,000 سو احتیاج داریم ممکنه این نیاز مال امسال و 5 سال دیگه 2 سال دیگه نباشه اما این نیاز قطعی کشور است
Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said the uranium enrichment issue is one of the points of difference between Iran and the 6 countries. The leader said the issue of Iran's right to nuclear research and development must be respected in the negotiations. Meanwhile, the leader rejected the P5+1 group's push for the closure of Iran's Fordow nuclear facility, saying they were making the move because it is not accessible and cannot be targeted. He said such comments are laughable. The leader also stated that no country can afford to launch a military attack on Iran and added that the anti-Iranian sanctions are futile. Let's cross over to Boston. Joining us is Kaveh Afrasiabi. He's an author and political scientist. Thank you for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Afrasiabi. Now, first of all, looking at the leader's comments regarding the excessive demands that are being made by the P5+1, a group of countries, with regards to Iran's nuclear energy program, what do you make of that? This is not the first time that Iranian officials have raised this issue.
Of course not. And the Supreme Leader's statement represents a timely intervention in this ongoing process that has been going on for 6 rounds since the signing of the Geneva Agreement last November. And the issue of centrifuges is one of the key principal divisive issues that is still on the table being negotiated as we speak. And hopefully the Western governments will come to their senses and realize that Iran's nuclear rights have to be respected. And that represents, a victory for Iran if that happens. And I believe that the international community is increasingly convinced that Iran is speaking a very reasonable, rational side, and that the Western demands are rather excessive.
Other than just these demands, how do you think the approach of the Western countries has changed over the years? Because let's not forget the carrot and stick policy is still very much rife. As the leader also pointed out, the anti-Iranian sanctions and the threats of military attack on Iran still continue today.
Well, there are some things that have changed and some things that have not. The U.S. officials, including the Secretary of State John Kerry, have repeatedly stated that Iran has yet to prove to the world that its nuclear program is peaceful. And I beg to differ and think that the vast bulk of the international community is pretty convinced that Iran's nuclear program is peaceful, is transparent, and legal. And what better fact than 7,500 hours of inspector days since 2003 and the IAEA's repeated confirmation of the absence of any diversion of nuclear material. So put these things together, I think that Iran has the upper hand in the ongoing discussions, that it is entitled to a peaceful nuclear fuel cycle like so many other nations, and that the dynamism of these negotiations are against the sanctions regime, and the sanctions regime is really crumbling piece by piece, and we've seen that in the divisions between the European community and the U.S. over some penalties on some French banks and so on. And so, you know, I think the changing element in that is the very tremendous efforts by Iran with good faith negotiations, with faithful implementation of the Geneva Agreement and so forth, that has transformed the climate in Iran's favor and put the other side on the defensive.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there for now and wait and see how this pans out. Kaveh Afrasiabi, author and political scientist, joining us from Boston. It's always a pleasure having you with us here on Press TV, sir.